Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Hello. Yes, speaking.
Hey, this is Roy from ADT.
Yes, Roy.
And I'm calling to let you know that there's a problem with your alarm system.
Okay, what's the problem with it?
Well, it just seems like the sensors aren't working. The circuit's broken or something. We're going to need you to go by Radio Shack real quick and pick up a package of resistors. Make sure there's a 330-ohm resistor in there. And do you have a soldering iron?
I'm not about to do a repair on an Easter Sunday, sir.
Well, it has to be done, otherwise your home's not protected. And
But I'm not going to drop my family's activities on Easter Sunday and run out to Radio Shack and buy some stuff.
What are you doing on Easter Sunday?
Why is that important to you, sir?
Well, you're the one that brought it up. I was just asking, just making.
Well, you're the last one who asked me to interrupt my service and start an emergency repair on a alarm system.
It's a simple repair. We just need you to buy a pack of resistors and possibly some capacitors. We're going to need you to open up the alarm thing right now and just look at the capacitors and see if they've ruptured, maybe.
I'm not going to do that on a Sunday afternoon, sir.
Well, do you have a soldering iron? Because I can tell you which appliances in your kitchen you can take apart.
I'm not an electrician.
You don't have to be. It's easy. It's really easy. I'll walk you through it.
Sir.
If you just,
I'm sure it is, but I'm not going to do it with you at this time.
If you could take apart your toaster or your microwave, I'll show you which components to remove. It doesn't have to be exactly 330 ohms.
It can wait till tomorrow.
Or is it ohms?
It'll be done right now, sir.
Do you know, is it pronounced ohms or ohms? I always get that wrong, I think. Sloth's making fun of me in the chat room.
Well, I'm getting a little perturbed and why you don't understand why this isn't an emergency I need to take care of right now.
What, your family's safety is not an emergency? Like, it's your alarm system. The sensors aren't going to go off.
Whatever the problem is, it's been a problem for the last 3 days, obviously. It didn't just happen now.
I thought you weren't an electrician.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, RBCP. Today is April 18th, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by MilkBrain. Thank you, MilkBrain, for supporting the show. You can blame MilkBrain for me doing 261 shows now, because that's useful information to have, knowing exactly how many shows you've done. Today is a live show that I recorded earlier today, and it was kind of fun. You guys will get to learn which is more superior, Coke or Pepsi, so be looking forward to that. I just finished chopping off about 30 or 40 minutes of phones ringing and other boring things out of the show. I did that live on the air, actually, on YouTube. And if you're a supporter of the show, you can watch the video version of the show, like the full version with all the ringing phones and a few extra calls that were really, really unfunny and you don't want to hear. If that sounds like something you would enjoy, then hopefully you're a supporter of the show, and you can go watch that stuff right now by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or being logged in to phonelosers.org. Just look at the show notes and it'll magically appear there if you're logged in. And if you're not a supporter of the show, why the hell aren't you? You should go to phonelosers.org/cactus to see why you should support the show. Anyway, here is the live show from earlier today. I think fake Phone Losers of America shows is correct. The guy that I just banned from the chat room. We need to do a Facebook mob today. And I have a list of Facebooks here. So let me quickly look at the list. Okay, this Facebook mob requires the playing of a YouTube video. So let's see what this is all about really quick. Oh, I've seen this. Okay. Never mind. I'm not going to play this music video. Okay, I'm going to read this thing that somebody sent to me for a Facebook mobbing. It says, "You got me hooked listening to the Distorted View podcast. So in the last episode, Tim featured Lisa Gale, a singer, songwriter, actress, hairdresser, who wrote 3 Second Rule, a song called 3 Second Rule. I encourage you to listen to it before you consider this idea. Watching her YouTube videos, this poor lady spends a fortune on studio producers and all kinds of shit, but she sucks so bad. She has no singing talent at all. So not to be too nasty or evil, but maybe a PLA mob will bring her the attention she craves. Help her get some viewings, and maybe there are some weirdos who actually dig that shit." So I don't know, we're picking on just a person instead of a business. Maybe we shouldn't do this, but no, I think we're going to do it anyway. Hold on. I'm going to play a quick clip of this song. It's a country song. It's a bad song. Just trust me and this guy. So we're going to leave funny messages on her Facebook. We're not going to leave mean messages on her Facebook. We're going to leave weird and funny and creative-ish type stuff on her Facebook. So it's facebook.com/LisaGaleMusician. And don't be mean to her. Be nice. Just weird her the fuck out. Don't be mean. Her Facebook is pretty active. She only has 1,500 likes, but it seems active. She posts a lot and she gets replies. So it should be fun. I think it'll be fun. The Facebook URL, if you're not in the chat room, is facebook.com/LisaGale, G-A-I-L, musician. Hopefully the fake account that I deleted is happy now that I'm doing a Facebook mob. Oh, and this Facebook mob submission is by someone named Josie. So thank you, Josie, for sending that in. Hey, Enigma, where the fuck is prankwiki.com? I missed that site. That was a cool site. I want it to come back. Even though nobody used it or updated it or anything, but whatever. Bring it back, Enigma. Damn it. Oh, he's gonna give it to me if I want it. I don't know. It's a lot of responsibility. Okay, so I guess we can get started with the phone callings while you guys vandalize someone's Facebook for me. Today, I'm doing the same list as I did on the last show, whenever that was, Wednesday or whatever, Thursday. It's a homeowners association list, but the thing about this list is that, well, first let me say who gave it to me, I guess, just to be nice. It was NJB. I don't think he wants his real name said, just his initials. So NJB sent me this list of a homeowners association directory. And let's see, the list, it has first name, last name, the address, the home phone number, the email address, and it has their work phone number, which I think that's what I'm going to... No, what am I talking about? No, and it has their cell phone number. So I'm going to be calling their cell phone numbers, and I'm going to hope that they're at work so I can pretend to be Royco Roofing. There's a lot of them that have cell phone numbers in here. But if these don't work out, then I can just do homeowners association calls to their homes. CIA wants me to tell them their back door was unlocked last night. Okay. That won't send anyone into a panic. Sounds like a great idea.
Hello?
Hello, Merritt?
Speaking.
Hey there, this is Roy from Royco Roofing, and I just needed to let you know there's a small problem with your roof here. We just took your roof off of your house. Can you hear?
Say all that again? You must be... Where are you at?
I'm here on Court. We're working on your roof today. We got started this morning, today. And there's just a...
Holy crap. You're at the wrong place, Dad.
Dad?
I'm sitting at Court right now. Which number are you at?
Are you inside or outside?
I'm sitting in the garage.
What are you doing in there?
I'm looking out at the street down there.
Well, that's weird. You just sit around in your garage?
What number are you at? At Court?
I'm at 5. Number 5.
No, You can't be, because I'm here at 5.
Well, you're not on the roof. We're on the roof. Me and my whole team, we're up on the roof right now. We're taking the roof off.
I don't know where you're at, but you're not at Bryce 5 Bridge Court.
What are you doing in the garage? Like, what are you doing in there?
I'm sitting down resting. I've been working outside.
In the garage?
Well, yeah, I'm taking a break.
Is it like your man cave?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, your roof gave me herpes, and it gave the rest of the team herpes, and we're not happy about this at all.
Oh, well, you need to take it up with your attorney.
Well, maybe we will.
Well, let's get going.
All right.
Rock and roll.
I'll see you in court, motherfucker.
Hey, same to you, sweetheart.
All right. Bye, honey. I let him hang up. Because I'm not going to hang up. He can hang up the phone. So I guess I should just delete that one, because he's not going to fall for a second call. Yeah, why did he call me dad? That was weird. I don't understand. You got to say hello. That's how a phone works. You got to say hello. Be like, hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Charles. Hey, Charles. It's Roy from Royco Roofing.
Roy from Royco Roof.
Yeah, by chance, are you guys going to be home soon? Because we're having kind of a problem with your roof.
With my roof?
Yes, sir.
Where are you at?
I'm at your house. We're doing your roof today. We started on your roof today, but there's a small problem with it.
Who are you trying to call?
Is this Charles?
It is.
On Bristol Boulevard.
You on the roof right now?
Well, I'm not. I'm in my truck right now, but my workers are on the roof.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Hmm.
Why is this so amusing to you?
I don't know.
You're just high or something?
Is high? Am I high?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Am I high?
You seem very giggly.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, what's your name? Let me go out and talk to him.
I'll just go out there and yell up, okay?
Julio, maybe?
Oh, now, come on, don't be racist.
That's not racist.
It kind of is. You're just assuming.
Wait, what was that? Assuming.
You're assuming my American workers have Mexican names.
No, there's an American name, Julio.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah,
nice try at saving that, but it didn't work.
What's your name? What was your name again?
My name is Roy with Royco Roofing.
Roy with Royco Roofing.
I got to go now, though. One of my workers just fell off the roof. I got to go.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You're going to get sued. He hung up on me. Wasn't me. I'm not going to hang up on people. All right, this isn't going well so far, you guys. I'm going to try it a bunch more times. Just until it works. That's what has to happen today. This has to work. American name.
Hello?
Hello, Jackie?
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Roy from Royco Roofing.
Okay.
And we're doing your roof today, you know, and we're having kind of a small problem here with the roof.
Okay.
There's a bit of the roof that's been rotted through, and one of our workers fell into your attic.
Oh, my God.
And I just needed to let you know about that. We're going to have to pull up a bunch of plywood here and put new plywood down.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. This is funny to you for some reason?
No, I'm not laughing. I'm just a nervous kind of laugh.
Oh, I see. So you're not home right now, right, I guess?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. We're...
No, I'm getting up, walking away from my desk, trying to think.
Oh, I see.
No, I don't think it's funny at all.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. We're on the same page then. But yeah, it's not a big deal. The worker's not hurt or anything. He just fell into the attic and... But we're getting a rope. We're gonna fish him out of the attic, and then we're gonna get started replacing this plywood. But I just needed to let you know. Pieces of plywood aren't cheap.
The cost is going to go up, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's you know, actually, we've got the rope down there, and he's just in there, like, playing with stuff in the attic. He's just like, look at this, and, like, going through boxes and stuff, and I keep telling him to quit. But he'll be up soon, because, you know, we can't put this plywood down until he gets out of the attic.
Right. And you know what? I could come home, but, well, let me see if I can get my daughter to come get me. And
oh, no, you don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. It's okay.
Okay.
No, you don't have to come here. I'm just letting you know about these problems.
Okay, I'm sorry. And what's your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy, okay. All right, well, let me see if I can get in touch with...
Chad is saying he found weed in your attic. He is full of crap. No, he is full of crap. You know what it is? He's just trying to come up with an excuse to smoke weed. He probably had it on him, and he's like, "Oh, look what I found in the attic. We may as well smoke it." Chad is such a card. You know, that's Chad for you.
Well, I hope that means he's okay.
No, he's fine. He's trying to use this. Okay. He's been like, "Oh, I twisted my ankle a little bit, so now I need to smoke this weed."
Oh.
So he's in your attic right now, and he's lighting up, and I don't think it's going to smell anything up. You know, it's just going to come out the hole in the roof, the big hole that we put in the roof.
Are you really serious now?
Yeah, I think it's fine. He's going to have a quick smoke, and then we're going to pull him up with the rope.
That's weird. Okay.
We're looking... He says he found a coffin in your attic. That's not really a coffin, is it? It's just a big box thing, right?
Is this like a joke or something?
No, it's not a joke. I'm just trying to get him out of the attic so we can hurry up and finish our work.
Can you take a picture for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple of the other workers, they're videoing the whole thing on their phones right now. They think it's funny. They're like videoing into your attic and Chad walking around going through boxes and smoking and...
I don't know if there's any boxes up there. I mean, if there's boxes up there, I don't think it's anything that's mine.
Oh, like leftover from the... Because there's one box that's labeled... it's labeled that it's a box of ticks.
Of what?
Ticks. Like the little bugs. Can we open the coffin and see what's in it since it's not yours?
Where did you get my phone number from?
It was on the work order, ma'am.
Hmm.
Is everything okay?
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, no, everything's...
fell through the roof. They're in my attic smoking weed. There's a coffin. There's a box labeled ticks. No, it doesn't sound like everything is okay.
Well, no, we're just going to put plywood over it, and you won't even have to worry about that stuff up there. It could just stay up there for another 100 years or whatever. It's just the thing looks like a coffin. You know, it's like long and... decorative and has handles on the side. I just thought you were storing something in a coffin.
I don't find any of this funny.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I don't find any of this amusing at all.
Oh, no, we don't. I'm not trying to be amusing. I was just calling to let you know that...
Sounds like you're trying to be funny.
No, it's just going to be like an extra $40 to replace these two big sheets of plywood. I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. You know, one
all
that...
Right, $40.
Yeah, it's not a big expense or anything. But, you know, just one that your roof was rotted a little bit. I think some of the shingles were leaking for a long time. And that's why that's why Chad fell through the roof.
I would like a picture.
Oh, the other workers, they're taking video. We'll give you video.
Right, I would like a picture.
Well, you're going to get video. Can we open the coffin, though, just out of curiosity?
You know what? I'm about to hang up, okay?
No, well, can we please just have your permission to open the coffin?
Did you hear what I said? I'm going to hang up.
Well, you said you were, but then you didn't. You just kept talking, so I don't believe...
But I'm going to.
No, I don't think you're going to hang up. I think
what's your name again?
You're just going to keep threatening to hang up.
Chad fell, but you're Roy, right?
Yeah, my name's Roy. I'm with the roofing company.
And what's the name of your... What's the name of your roofing company?
It's Royco LLC. We go by several different names for tax purposes.
Okay, Royco. I think we've gone way beyond you just calling me trying to give me some information, okay?
Can we just open that coffin, though?
Bye.
You say it's not even yours. I just want to see what's inside.
Goodbye.
I just want to see what's in there. Please. All right, whatever. Why is everyone yelling? Oh, they wanted me to say that Carrot Top was in the coffin in the chat room. I didn't even see that until just now. That could have been fun. Oh, well. I could call her back. I could say David Blaine's in the coffin. It was all just a magic trick.
Please leave your message for 317.
No, she's not going to pick up.
Please leave your message for 31.
Nope. No luck. I'm going to delete her number now. So I don't know what was going on with that, you guys. Was she really having roof work done that day? That's kind of odd. That would just, I don't know. Pretty big coincidence. I was going to tell her we opened the coffin, but I guess not. Let's take a look at this Facebook page. See what's happening on it. It seems like there are considerably more comments than there were when I looked at it a while ago. So her post, Lisa Gales, it says, "This is a shout-out today to a huge fan who's 20 years old today. Happy birthday, Lucy. I hope it's your best birthday ever. Thank you for being a huge fan. Love you." One of her fans says, "You're such a sweetie." Another one says, "Thank you so much, Lisa. This means so much to us." Lucy says, "Thanks, Lisa. You're the best." Then they go on and on together. And then Jacob says, "Lucy, Lisa has a house cactus for you to use as a birthday gift. When are you able to come and collect it?" Jacob, "I cannot wait for the cactus album to come out." Jim Royerson has a picture of something. I can't tell. What is that? A bed of a pickup? I don't know. I don't want to figure it out. I'm sure it's something hilarious. "Lucy, that bitch stole my Go cup and threw it out the window." That's what Lou says. Keys says, "Hey bitch, record more cactus." Jedi Master, blah, blah, "I woke up in her house with my pants unzipped." Tom Tames says, "Don't post numbers in the chat room." Tames also says, "Don't post numbers in the chat room." All right. There's some racism. I told you guys to be funny, not mean. Whatever. Freddy says, "I simply adore the duet you did with Frankie McDonald. I cry like I'm walking barefoot through beds of cacti." So basically, there's just shitloads of cactus in this thread now. "Telephone songs are the best songs." That's what Axpa says. Oh yeah, I didn't put my camera on. Where's the thing? There it is. Oh my god. And is that it for this page? There's just a lot of weird pictures, it seems like. But okay, let's get back to this list. Let's do some more list stuff. I need a new chair, goddammit. Alright. So I don't know if I mentioned it before, but this is the same list that I did last week where I was doing the those things, the microwave beams at your house thing. So I thought it would be a good idea to switch over to calling their cell phones and not being from the Homeowners Association just for a little while, because I bet you the Homeowners Association has warned all these people. So that might be the reason I'm not having as good of luck today. I'm going to try more of these, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, Annette?
Yes.
Hey, Annette, it's Roy from the Royco Construction. We're doing some work at your house today.
What are you doing at my house?
Some yard work, and we ran into a small problem.
Did my husband ask you to do some work?
I don't know. It has the name Bill and Annette on the work order form here. We're digging in the front yard right now.
Well, my husband is at home, I believe.
Oh, no, he's not here. We knocked on the door. We ran into a problem. We're putting a pool in the front yard, and we ran into a septic tank about 10 feet down.
Well, you'd better just fill the hole and let it go.
Oh, no, no, we've got to finish this. We're putting a pool in the front yard.
Well, I don't know who's going to pay you for it.
Well, you guys are, because it's your pool. Why wouldn't you pay us for it?
I don't want a pool.
Well, it's too late now, because we've already started digging. Maybe your husband ordered this and didn't tell you about it?
Well, he may have. Maybe he's going to pay for it.
Well, anyway, we ran into a septic tank, so we're not going to be able to finish this hole today. You've got to have the septic tank removed from here.
Okay. I'll let him take care of that.
Okay. You sound like you don't believe me.
You're right, I don't.
Why don't you? Like, I don't. What makes you suspicious?
This is absurd.
What's the most suspicious part of this call that made you not believe me? Because I need to get better at this.
That someone would put a pool in their front yard.
Oh, no, lots of people do that. We actually put lots of pools in front yards for our clients. It's kind of like a new fad that's happening. People are putting pools in their front yard, and they just put the fence up around it, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
it's totally normal.
I don't think we're interested in anything like that.
You just need to get with the times. Oh, no, you already signed up for this and filled out the contract, so we're digging the hole today, and we're going to have the pool finished by the end of next week.
Okay. I guess I'll see it when I come home.
But is this septic tank, does this belong to your house, or is this not in use anymore? Because there's like a geyser of poop coming out of it.
No, it doesn't belong to our house, and it's not in use.
Okay, but it's in the front yard, and it's kind of in the way. Okay, we could just move it over a little bit. We could just move the pool, dig the hole somewhere else. Like in
well,
the
you can do that, whatever.
Okay, it's gonna go right into the path of the sidewalk. So we're gonna have to build some sort of a bridge over the pool to get into the house.
This is really getting complicated.
I know, but it's because of the septic tank. So we can either remove the septic tank, or we can just scoot the pool over in front of the sidewalk, on top of the sidewalk.
Well, just remove the septic tank.
Okay, and that's going to be approximately $70,000.
Well, just leave it alone.
But if we scoot the pool over to your sidewalk, that'll be $80,000 extra.
Well, you better just let the whole thing go.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll fill up the hole and we'll just quit. It's okay.
All right.
All right, so when you get home, you probably won't even notice that we did anything when you get home. We're going to fill it up and put the grass back down, and everything will be fine.
Well, that'll be good.
Okay.
All right, thanks for your call.
Or we could just combine the septic tank with the pool.
No, we don't want that either.
That way you'd save money on filling it up with water.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be very sanitary.
Well, who gives a shit? Come on. Okay, fine. We'll fill it in. Okay. I gotta go.
Okay.
We got work to do now, thanks to you.
All right.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye-bye.
Nobody's believing anything today, you guys. Today's show is hopeless. Gonna have to give up on this whole idea.
Hello.
Hi, Charles.
Yes.
This is Roy from Royco Construction. And I just needed to let you know we ran into a small problem. We're doing some work here at your house today. Ran into a problem.
Who did?
We ran into a problem in your yard. We're digging up the front part of the yard today. And
you're talking about it, Boulevard?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. What happened?
Well, there's a septic tank about 10 feet down. We're digging the hole for the pool.
And no, you must. What address are you at?
32.
I ain't getting a pool put in.
Oh no! Maybe your wife signed this or something. We have a work order and everything.
No, my wife's not planning it. I use that as a rental property.
Oh, why would she put a pool in a rental property? That's going to be kind of a pain to have the tenants. You know.
Yeah, well,
keep,
like I said,
do the upkeep
must be at the wrong address. You better verify your address. But you got the right number. I'm Charles Green.
Well, we've already dug the hole for the pool in the front yard. Most of it. Like, the deep end's going to be 12 feet.
This is a spoof because, number one, there are no pools in the front yards of Brookstone Homes.
Well, no, I know there's not, but we're putting one in.
And there's not a septic tank out there either.
Well, there was. There's something down there. It's about 10 feet down.
Well, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with Royco Construction.
Yeah, well, don't you think if you did any kind of digging or anything, you should have the owner's permission first, which obviously you don't.
Oh, we do. No, we have the contract that you guys signed.
Who signed the contract?
It looks like girl handwriting. I think Christy signed it, but she has, you can't really read it.
Yeah, well, I think y'all are spoofing me, so goodbye.
You think what?
I'm going to call my tenant and verify it.
Oh, good. I hope you do. We'll see what happens, won't we? All right. This is not working out. But it's okay, because I'm going to go... Wait, I'm going to go down a couple pages. Let's try a few more of these. That's what we'll do. Maybe we'll get to the part of the list where they haven't warned everyone yet. Drapetomanic wants me to say that we're installing solar panels on their roof. That could be fun.
This is Kim Sheik.
Hey, Kim. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know, we're doing that work on your yard today, and we ran into a problem.
What work were you doing in my yard today?
We're digging a hole in the front to put in the pool.
You may have... Who are you trying to reach?
Kim and Nancy is what's here on the work order form.
No. Well, what's the street address? We are the previous owner of that house.
Oh, shit. Fuck, shit. Shit. Fuck. Well, why are you signing a contract if you don't even own the house anymore?
I didn't sign a contract on any house to build a pool.
Oh, yes, you did. It has your signature right here on the paperwork.
Oh, not what I'm telling you is that's not my signature.
Well, who would do this to you? Who would sign your name if it's not you? That seems really unlikely.
I can't help you with that, partner.
Oh, I ain't your partner, Chief.
Well, I don't know who you are or why you're talking to me like this. I don't know anything about a pool, buddy, at that house.
Oh, I ain't your buddy. I ain't your buddy, pal. That made him hang up. The nerve of these people. Moving out. Living in other places. Let's look at Lisa Gale's Facebook page. Maybe that'll be more amusing than my phone calls. Freddy says, I don't know who all you jokers are playing on this page, but my neighbor is Andy Anderson. You folks are in big trouble. Big trouble. Freddy also says, trick ass ho. That's pretty much it. There are visitor posts on the page, such as Axpa saying, Lisa, I first heard your music on the internet, and then I wanted to spread it to everyone I know, so I wrote little pieces of paper with your URL on it and toss them into the air. There's an image that's unrelated, I think. I don't know. What the hell? What else is there? Is that a picture of Henry Winkler? I'm confused about everything that's happening. El Hombre, dearest Lisa, your songs are soothing like the juicy balm of a cactus plant. Your voice reminds me of the sweetest nectar from a go-cup. I've never heard of it before, but now I live by the three-second rule. I love you, honey baby. I'm gonna like that one. Hey, Lisa. This is from Freddy. Hello, Lisa. You don't know me, but I'm your neighbor from down the street. I'm lost in these caves, and my GPS shows I'm under your house. There are lots of golden cactus statues and antiquities of many kinds. Do these belong to you? I'll just keep banging on the roof. Please come to my house and go down the hatch in my garage. If you can bring a parrot, that'd be great. Okay. There's Axe posting pictures of cactuses Cacti, sorry. Michael says, you should make more songs about cactuses. I know of a bunch of people who sit around all day waiting for more songs about cactuses to be made, and you could break into a really untapped audience if you made more songs about cactuses. Just a tip. Just a tip. Karaz says he shoved a cactus in a body part today, but only for 3 seconds, so it's okay. All right, and that's it. That's it. Okay, that's the end of those. Lisa Gale's phone number is apparently on her Facebook page, and I should call her. Okay. I'll do that.
Hello?
Hello, Desiree?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from Royco Construction. And
yes?
I'm just calling about the work we're doing at your house today. We ran into kind of a problem.
I think you might have the wrong number, because I don't know of anyone that's going to be doing work here.
Oh, well, you're on...
Yes. Oh, it's 66.
Yep, we started today. You're not home, are you?
What work are you doing?
We're digging underground tunnels, just for an extended basement.
No, I'm sorry, that's not a...
Are you home? Yeah, are you home today?
I am.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear us digging out there?
No, I think this must be a prank or something.
What makes you think it's a prank? Come on.
It doesn't make any sense, first of all. There's been no plans made for such a thing.
You don't want a bigger basement.
I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, you guys, I think I am going to give up on this part of the idea. And we're just going to go... We're going to start calling actual... You know, we're going to call as the Homeowners Association. That's what we need to do. Because everyone's home. Like, all these people, they're just home. I can't do this unless they're not home. Hello? You forgot to say hello. Mr. or Mrs. Skaggs. You got to say hello when you pick up.
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Roy. I'm with Royco Construction. We're doing the work on your house today.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes we are. I wasn't asking your opinion. I'm just letting you know, okay. A few more, just a few more. I really want one to work. Just one. I'm going to finish this page. There's 4 more left on this page. 4 more cell phone numbers.
Hello?
Whoa. Hello, Judy?
Yes.
Judy, it's Roy from Royco Construction.
Yes.
And we're doing that work on your house today.
Right.
And we ran into a small problem.
Oh?
Yeah, there's a septic tank in your front yard we just dug up.
There's a what?
There's a septic tank in your front yard.
You're kidding me.
No, for realsies. We just need to know what you'd like us to do. We can go ahead and remove it. I don't know if it's in use or not.
I'm dumbfounded.
Me too. We didn't expect that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't expect that to be down there. It's in the front yard. That's kind of weird.
Are you sure you're not my right house?
Oh, yeah, on court, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're digging a hole in the front yard today. It's hard to hear you. Are you in a convertible or something?
No, I wish I was.
Oh.
Are you there right now?
Yeah, we're here right now. We just needed to know what to do. Should we go ahead and dig up that septic tank, or we can just scoot the pool over a few feet and that'll fix it?
What are you talking about?
We're digging a hole in your front yard today.
For what?
To put the swimming pool in.
No. You've got the wrong address.
Oh, you don't live on.
Yeah, but I'm not having a swimming pool put in.
Yeah, we're putting it in the front.
Particularly in the front yard.
Yeah, it's going to be in the front yard, like kind of on the right side of the sidewalk.
No. I'm on my way there. No.
Well, no,
you're
ma'am.
Wrong.
Ma'am, you signed this contract to have a pool put in.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Okay, well, all I know is we ran into the septic tank, and now there's a big poo geyser squirting out, you know, and it's kind of gross.
Who are you again? Who are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with Roy Co. Construction.
And where are you? Where is your company?
Where is it? It's here in town.
Yeah.
We're over on Davis Avenue. Jeez. Don't yell at me. I'm just doing my job.
Well, stop.
Well,
do not do anything else until I get there. I'm on my way.
Okay. Well, we've already dug down 10 feet. It's just where the 12-foot portion of the pool is going to be. That's where the septic tank is.
There's not going to be any pool in the front yard.
And then on the shallow end, where it's just 6 feet, we dug up, we were digging on that part, and we dug up the E.T. Atari 2600 cartridges. It turns out they were in your front yard.
You're full of it.
No, I'm not. Why would you say that, ma'am?
Because, first of all, there is no septic tank in my yard. Secondly, I have not ordered any swimming pool. Thirdly, I don't have any cartridges in my front yard.
Well, no, they were buried. Okay? They were buried about 6 feet down.
They were too.
It probably happened years ago, like back in the 80s or something.
No.
Well, what do you mean no? How would you know? Did you live here in the 80s?
How do you know? I don't even know who the hell you are.
My name's Roy with Roy Co. Construction.
I don't care what you say your name is.
Then why'd you ask?
I don't know who you are.
You asked.
I have never talked with you before.
We're building. Ever. We're going to be building a moat around your house to keep people.
No, you're not. You're. I don't know what your game is, but no, you're not going to do anything in my yard. I'm on my way, and I'm going to call the police.
Don't.
If you're not there when I get there, I'm going to call the police, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Why would you call the police? No. I mean, you signed this contract.
Because you are doing something in my yard that you are not supposed to be doing.
But you told us to. You signed this contract and this work order.
No, I did not. No. When did I do that?
About 3 months ago, and we showed you the blueprints and everything.
We're
gonna fill the whole thing with alligators.
No. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what kind of a game you think this is, but if you think I'm falling for this, you are full of shit.
It seems like I'd be full of shit whether or not you fell for it. How long till you're gonna be here?
5 minutes.
Oh, where are you at? What are you doing today?
It's none of your business.
Okay, well, geez, I was just making conversation.
Well, when you say things to me like what you have said to me so far, my patience, as you can tell, is very thin.
Well, which part did you have a problem with? Was it the ET cartridges?
From the septic tank. Until this very minute.
Well, it's not our fault that there's
everything you have said.
There's not
everything you have said.
It's just not our fault.
I have a problem with
you're acting like it's our fault that there's a septic tank in your front yard. That's not our fault. That's your fault.
I don't care whose fault it is, but I don't have a septic tank in my yard. I have not ordered a swimming pool. I don't have any ammunition in my yard. You're not putting alligators in a moat around my house. I have never signed a contract with you folks, and other than that, I hope you're having a great day.
I'm having an amazing day, just hanging out at my house making prank calls. That's been my day so far. It's been amazing.
Well,
it's been a great day. Just making prank calls, hanging out, drinking Pepsi.
Oh, see, there's your problem. That's the problem right there. Drinking Pepsi.
What's wrong?
If you were drinking Coca-Cola, that might be something different. Oh. But drinking Pepsi, that's why you're so crazy, is you're drinking Pepsi. Oh. Pepsi is poison. Didn't you know that?
Oh, whatever. Coke has cocaine in it. And I took the Pepsi challenge.
But it's not poison. Pepsi is poison.
Well, I think Coke's worse because it has cocaine in it. Pepsi.
Oh, no, that makes it good.
Pepsi rules.
Makes it good.
Pepsi rules. Coke drools.
No, you're full of it, Roy.
No, I'm not. Pepsi is definitely superior. Plus, they have a better logo. Coke, they have the same logo they've had for 100 years. Pepsi, they look all futuristic. I'm drinking a Pepsi Perfect right now.
So what do you want from me, Roy?
I don't know. I just wanted to make a prank call just while I'm sitting here drinking my Pepsi Cola. Just thought I'd make a prank call to some random neighbor of mine. I thought it would be fun. But I'm sorry. It seems like you didn't enjoy the prank, so I'm very sorry.
Well, now, are you my neighbor in Brookstone?
Yeah. I live over on Brookshire Avenue.
On Brookshire?
Well, no, Brookstone. Yeah, I'm a Brookstone. That's the one.
Pepsi screwed up your mind, man. You don't even know where you live.
No, I was just really nervous. I didn't know if I wanted to tell you what street I live on or not. It seemed like a bad idea.
That's the problem. Is the Pepsi? It just, oh gosh, I wish you had said that to me in the beginning. Then you know I would have known that this was a prank call and that you know you're full of it. I could have responded in like manner.
I think you work for the Coca-Cola Corporation.
You didn't tell me you were drinking Pepsi.
Pepsi needs to sue your ass for defamation of character, slander, and everything.
Why don't you give them my number and see if they want to do that?
All right, I'll do that. Before I hang up with you, can we say a prayer together?
No.
Please, just one prayer. Just a quick prayer.
I'm an atheist, and the atheists don't have any guilt.
Oh, of course. Of course, a Coke drinker is an atheist. That makes perfect sense.
See, there you go.
Yep. Only Coke drinkers are atheists.
Oh, really? No Pepsi? So you're not an atheist?
Oh, no. I believe in Jesus Christ and the baby Jesus. So I want to say a prayer for you and your atheism. So, okay, let's begin. Can you bow your head?
Well, I tell you what, why don't you say it silently, and then when you get through, you can let me know.
Let you know what? Like what?
That way you won't offend my sensibilities by praying for me because I'm an atheist.
Is it really offensive if you're an atheist? It seems like it just would be, you'd be kind of indifferent to it.
Yeah, it really is offensive.
You sound like that Radio Shack manager. Like she says it's against her beliefs. You know?
Yeah, well, you know.
Ma'am, I gotta go. I have other people to prank.
Just one little last question.
Okay, sure.
How did you get my number?
I did a search on the internet for a homeowners association list of phone numbers. And your homeowners association, Brookstone, they have it published on the internet. Like all your numbers and addresses.
Ah, I see.
So you gotta tell them about that and tell them to take it down.
Oh, I think I probably will do that.
Okay, but I'll try and prank everyone else before you do that.
Okay.
I'll be really fast about it.
You know, let me tell you, Roy, you had me up until the ammunition in the yard.
Ammunition? I never said ammunition. I said E.T. cartridges.
You said whatever. You had me until there.
Damn it. You had
me until there.
I shouldn't have said that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just so you know, I really am drinking a Coke.
You're just trying to get on my good side.
Yeah, that's it. Because I don't want you to call the police on me. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, bless your heart.
Okay, well, I have to go. I really need to hurry up and call people before you put the word out.
Okay.
Okay. Ask your neighbors like what kind of pranks they got. It'll be a good conversation starter.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye.
Gonna give her the slamming down the phone sound. She was crazy. So I can just quit now, right? That was fun enough to where we can just end the show. It's all right. So I still have three left on this page. I'm going to quickly do those. Same prank, and then we'll move on to something else. And then I'm going to quit, because I'm not going to do this shit all day. Or you think I don't have a life or something? Captain Technology wants me to call up, Lisa. Is that what it was? Shit. Yeah. I agree. I'm going to call her up. I'll do that. Let me try these two numbers first. Let's quickly look at Lisa's Facebook page. Lisa Gale. Alex says, guys, leave my mom alone. What's happening? Mom. And I think is this real? I think that it might... I mean, he tagged Lisa in the post. Joshua says, I like the song about the snowplow crashing into the massive cactus in the middle of summer. Can't wait for the cactus album. Dave Davidson says, I would like a song to raise awareness of how throwing go-cups out your window has severe impact on the environment. The cactus layer that protects the planet will slowly tear apart, leaving us exposed to microwaves, which will pop all of our popcorn, even when we don't want popcorn. Science. And then Addison says, after I'm done grilling some succulent agave on my grill, if by chance it falls on the floor, I always follow the 3-second rule. Who doesn't follow the 3-second rule? All right, so where do I get her phone number from? Oh, look, there it is. What do I say to Lisa, you guys? I don't know what to say to Lisa.
You have reached Lisa Allred. I'm not available.
Her name is Allred. That's great. Nope, we're not going to get a hold of Lisa today. Okay, I think we should get back to this list, because this list is about to die, thanks to that one lady. I think people have been warned already, because, I don't know, everyone seems to know it's a joke. So I'm just going to call people as the Homeowners Association. Let me make sure my number looks good. Yeah, good enough. And we'll just do random things as the Homeowners Association. And you guys, I'm quitting in about 30 minutes. 2:30, that's when I'm going to quit. I have shit to do. Zapruder wants me to be more plausible. What great advice. So I need to try and be more plausible. JonBenet wants me to call from the neighboring Homeowners Association and recruit them or challenge them to feats of skill. Tell them their house is on fire. Okay, I'll do that. Great idea.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that we lost our pet kind of around your house. I was wondering if maybe you'd seen it.
I don't know what pet it is.
It's a goldfish. And last we saw it was running toward your house.
Pardon me?
It's a goldfish. And the last time we saw it, it was running right toward your house. It ran around the side. So if you've let it in...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, have you let our pet in maybe to feed it or something? I know it's cute and everything, but
no.
It's ours and you can't have it.
You said a goldfish.
Yes, a goldfish, ma'am.
A goldfish doesn't run around.
Ours does. His name is Steve.
That's you.
No, my name's not Steve. What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, my goldfish's name is Steve also. Steve 2. I'm Steve 1.
All right.
But anyway, Have you seen our goldfish running around there?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Well, if he pooped in your yard, I'm very sorry. You can just call me back and I'll come and...
I'll
take
write you a letter if you did.
Okay. I bet you
Thank
would.
You.
We know what you're like. You and your letter writing. All right. Was that plausible? Did that work? That was a chat room idea. Didn't seem to work. I forgot I said my name was Steve. And I said my goldfish's name is Steve. Stupid me.
Valley Fabrics.
Hi, is this Ginger?
It's Rhonda.
Oh, hey, Rhonda. Where's Ginger?
She works Tuesday through Thursday,
oh,
usually.
Oh, fuck. Fucking fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Fuck shit. I guess I'll try her at home or something.
Well, I guess you should.
Yeah, fucking fuck, you know? All right, I accidentally called the, well, it's in the cell phone category, but, you know, I guess that was actually her work number. Hey, Matt Hillock. How you doing? Is today the Matt Hillock show? Matt, tell me if it's the Matt Hillock show. I'm quitting in 30 minutes. I can quit sooner if today's the Matt Hillock show. I'm always confused about what day is the Matt Hillock show. Nope, no Matt Hillock show today. Everyone should listen to the Matt Hillock show. What is it, Tuesdays now? It used to be Mondays. Matt's saying it's Thursday this week. Everyone go to facebook.com/... Oh shit, what was it? Facebook.com/ I like the part of the show where the phone rings. Something like that. Let's try different variations of that phrase and you'll go to Matt's Facebook page for the Party Time show.
Hello.
Hello, Darlene?
Yes, hey.
Hey there, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know of about the elections this year.
Yes. And, okay.
You do vote, correct? It's in your homeowner's contract that you have to vote for president this year.
For president of the homeowners, right?
No, president of the United States. We're doing a different thing this year. We've never tried this before, but you are voting this year.
Yes, I am voting this year.
Okay.
You mean in the neighborhood?
No, for President of the United States, when we vote for the President.
Of course I'm voting. Of
okay,
course
all right.
For the okay. President. But when you said your Homeowners Association, you had me confused as to what I'm voting for.
No, I'm just letting you know that I'm calling from the Homeowners Association, and you're just required by the rules of the Homeowners Association, you need to vote for Donald Trump.
I need to vote for Donald Trump.
Yes, and if you have any political signs in your yard, I mean, you can't do that, but if you put Donald Trump...
I don't know who you are to think that you can tell me who to vote for, well, but I'll vote for who I please.
Oh, no, you won't. We're the Homeowners Association. If you don't vote for Trump, we're... Okay, she's gone. That's sure to piss people off. Who said that? I forget who said that. Whoever said that, thank you. Whoever had the Trump idea... Okay, all right, here's what I'm going to do, guys. We only have less than 20 minutes left, so I'm going to only call cell phone numbers. Home phone numbers are not answering. Lisa won't pick up. I tried calling Lisa back. Hello, Mrs. Alward?
Yes.
Hi there, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know about the upcoming elections, the presidential elections. You're going to be required this year by the Homeowners Association to vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yes, you have to vote for Donald Trump or you'll get a fine from the Homeowners Association.
I don't think so. That's crazy.
Well, but it's in your contract, ma'am. Let me try her right back. Chris Brown wants me to tell them the police station's overbooked, so we're going to use your house as a temporary jail. That's a great idea.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yeah?
I was just talking to your wife, and she hung up on me. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association here in Brookstone.
Yeah.
And I needed to let you both know that you're required by the Homeowners Association to vote for Donald Trump.
And if all right. Give me $5,000. I'll do that.
Oh, how about we fine you $5,000 if you don't?
That'd be fine.
Oh, okay. I'm recording this call, and I have you giving me permission.
Okay.
To charge you $5,000.
Sure, but you have to give me $10,000 for being an asshole.
You want to get paid for being an asshole?
No, you're an asshole.
Oh, no, you said I have to give you $10,000 for you being an asshole.
Because you're an asshole.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Why would I pay someone just because I'm an asshole?
Well, you just admitted you're an asshole.
Well, no, you just said you were an asshole. And then you changed your story.
No.
Changed it around.
No.
Yes, you did.
You have a good day. We'll trace the phone call and give it to the police.
You're gonna what?
Trace the phone call, give it to the police.
What are you gonna use to trace the phone call?
Oh, that's easy. I can hack this.
That's simple.
You're going to hack it? What do you hack? What do you do?
Yeah, now you've threatened me.
You know how? Oh, I threatened you? What threat did I make?
Sure. You said you'd steal $5,000 from me.
Oh, that's not a threat. That's just a homeowner's.
Sure,
that's a homeowner's fee, you idiot.
Oh, bullshit.
But anyway, let's get back to this hacking thing. How did you hack your phone to trace phone calls?
Oh, please, press button 987-214-A.
Oh.
You don't know that?
I don't have the A on my phone.
Idiot.
I don't have an A.
Goodbye.
But sir, how do I get the A on my phone? And don't forget to push the dash, you guys. If you're ever tracing a phone call, you have to put the dash in or it won't work. Dash A.
Hello?
Hi, Eva?
Yes.
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Here in Brookstone. And,
yes, sir.
I just needed to let you know that you're required by the Homeowners Association to put up a political sign in your yard for Donald Trump this year.
You're full of crap.
No, I'm not. No, this is a real thing. It's in your. We can, you know, make up new rules as we go along, and that's one of the new rules.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure it is.
Why don't you believe me? Maybe if I fine you $50 for not putting a sign out, then you'll believe me. Okay, I'm done with Trump. That's enough Trump in my show this time.
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Hey.
Hi there. I just needed to let you know, have you heard about the fun run we're doing on Saturday?
No, I sure haven't.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be through the neighborhood. It's to raise awareness for cancers and, I don't know, breast cancer. Who knows? It's a fun run, though. they're going to be coming by your house.
Okay.
And we've designated your bathroom in your house as a restroom stop for the runners.
Okay.
So are you going to, you're going to be home, right? Because otherwise we'll just have to open up the house and let them in.
I have no idea.
Well, what are you going to be doing on Saturday? Are you participating in the fun run?
Any number of kids' activities that I probably don't know what they are right now, like golf practice and a play at Rose Hill Baptist. And
it sounds like you're just mumbling a bunch of stuff to let me know that you don't care about people with cancer.
No, not true, but what time is this run?
It starts around 8 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and it goes on until about 10. I think they'll be passing your house right around 8:35.
Okay, which end is it starting?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't have all the details. This is just what Zapruder Jr. told me, and I'm just passing along the word. But your bathroom is a restroom stop for the runners. And the runners are required by the rules of the Homeowners Association. They're going to only be leaving upper deckers in your bathroom.
Oh.
What's so funny?
What you're saying.
Well, I'm just letting you know that I'm the guy that has to call people and let them know this stuff.
Okay, that sounds
so
super.
Saturday morning, 8 to 10. Don't forget, or you'll get a fine.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, have a nice day.
Okay.
Vote for Trump.
Okay.
That lady was fun. only 11 minutes left, you guys. Thank you, Zapruder Jr., for that idea. That was a good one. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Pamela?
Who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association here in Brookstone.
Oh, hey.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not too bad. I just needed to let you know that we're going to be replacing your grass this next week. I think they're going to get in there right around Wednesday.
I'm really confused. Who is this?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Replacing my grass where?
Just your entire lawn. We're going to be replacing your grass.
I don't know. Who is this?
This is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Which Homeowners Association?
Brookstone.
Okay. And
we're going to be replacing your grass next week, probably on Wednesday. They're saying they're going to start on your street.
What so grass?
All of the grass in your yard.
No, you're not.
What do you mean?
No, really. Who is this?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. Why don't you believe me?
Because you're not going to replace all the grass in my yard.
No, we're going to. We're going to replace it with crabgrass.
All right, who the hell is this?
This is Steve from the... I've told you so many times now. Why do you keep forgetting? Can you write it down? Steve from the Homeowners Association.
327-4476.
How'd you get my number? How do you have my number? How'd you get that? You guys, I don't know how you got my number, but I'm fucked. Totally fucked. I think I'm going to have to end the show early. I know I'm supposed to have 9 minutes left. But holy shit. He's got my number. What do I do?
Hello?
Hello, Andrea?
This is Andrea, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pronounce your name how it should be.
Oh, okay.
This is Steven from True Green.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn today.
Oh, okay.
We were supposed to do the neighbor's yard, and we did your yard instead.
Okay.
So we sprayed your yard with industrial strength grass killer. So
grass killer?
Yeah, grass killer. So all of your grass is going to die soon.
Oh, what kind of prank is this?
No, it's not a prank, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm from True Green.
Okay.
And,
are you going to come out and replace all of our grass then?
No, ma'am, because we'd have to pay for that, and it's kind of your neighbor's fault. They put the wrong number on the form, the wrong house number.
Okay, so I feel like I'm on one of those TV or radio shows. If the guy from True Green was calling to tell me that he accidentally sprayed our grass and killed all of it, it was grass killer. And
are you talking to someone else?
Because it's our neighbors. What kind of weird neighbors do we have that have grass killer?
Well, no, they're replacing their grass with AstroTurf.
They're replacing their grass with AstroTurf. So what's my neighbor's name?
Like in the Brady Bunch. Oh, I'm not giving out their personal information, you fucking identity thief.
Okay. All right. Can I just get a point of contact so that when my grass is dead, I can call you?
No, because we don't want to have to deal with you and your stupid giggling and all the time and not taking anything I say seriously.
This is awesome after the day I've had at work. I love this.
Well, I hope your day gets worse when you come home and you smell all the grass killer in your yard and your trees have fallen over dead.
My trees are going to fall over dead and all my grass is going to be dead.
Forever. All right. Well, I got to go while you're...
Okay.
Busy repeating everything right. I say. Bye. I want one to work, you know, for the last call.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Yes.
This is Roy from True Green. And I just needed... Oh, not too bad. I just needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn today with grass killer.
What do you mean you sprayed my lawn with grass killer?
We were supposed to spray the neighbor's lawn. They're redoing their entire lawn, and they have sloppy handwriting, so we got your house instead.
This must be a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke, sir. I just
so you sprayed my front and back with grass killer.
Yeah, the entire yard with grass killer. So your grass it probably has maybe a week left. And it's all going to fall out. It's going to turn...
So what are you going to do about fixing it?
Well, it's not our fault. It's your neighbor's fault. You're going to have to take it up with them because they have sloppy handwriting.
No.
We couldn't read the handwriting.
Your people sprayed it.
I know, but we couldn't read...
Who wrote it down?
Well, I did, but it's...
Okay, then if you wrote it down, then it's your company's fault.
Well, no, it's because I didn't go out that day with them, so they just had to go by my handwriting, and my twos look like eights.
Then, again, like I said, if your people wrote it down, then your people are at fault. Then
it's different people because I'm the one that wrote it down. But then Chad, he's the one that looked at the address and got it wrong. Well, I'm the owner. I'm an independent contractor here with True Green.
An independent contractor.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna repair my lawn.
Well, we can't because then we'd have to pay for it, and I don't have that kind of money.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Either you can fix it, or I can sue you and you fix it.
Oh, you can't sue me. I barely have any money. What are you going
to
sue me for?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay,
if my lawn dies, you'll be here. True Green will be hearing from me.
It's not even our fault. It's
Hello.
Hey, Joseph. We got disconnected somehow.
No, we didn't get disconnected. I'm calling my lawyer.
Your lawyer? What for? Oh, no. He's calling the lawyer, you guys. What do I do? Okay, you guys. We had some fun today, didn't we? I sure did. I'm going to try and call Lisa one more time. I'm going to change my caller ID to something that is local to her area.
You have reached Lisa Allred.
Lisa Allred. That last name cracks me up. So there's not a whole lot of new posts on Lisa's page, and she's not picking up her phone. Leonardo says, "Your voice stings me deep inside like the needles of a cactus." these pictures are funny. Sort of. Paul says, "I swear if I see another cactus, I would call the Homeowners Association." And that's about it, I think. I'm sure there's some things that I'm missing, but... Axpa says, "One of my friend's father is an owl, so I posted that picture to remember his father by." What, is someone arguing with you, Axpa? I don't know. Who the fuck knows what Axpa's ever talking about? But anyway, I'm gonna quit the show. I'm done with the show. I have shit to do. I wish Lisa had picked up, and I wish more people had not been home when I called them about their roofs. But oh well, maybe next time. I'll try and do another live show this week. We'll finish up this list, this giant homeowners association list.
Hey, RBCP, it's me, Rusty Shackelford. Sorry for two calls so close together, and
sure
sorry
you
if
are.
I was out of breath in my last call to you about the answering machine line and calling BN. I had just gotten back from swimming in my neighbor Khan's pool.
A likely excuse.
On your March 18th, 2016 show, you asked what happens in California to people if they go over their water allotment. And I know a bunch of people who live there. And it's actually pretty crazy stuff. It's crazy what happens. If you go over your water allotment in California, the water company actually comes. They actually come to your house and they spank you.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Water company girl pulls you over her knee and she spanks you.
That sounds awful.
Pretty crazy stuff. Texas cactus.
Wow, thank God I don't live in California.
Hey, RBCP, this is a man of legends. It's a man of legends, not Amanda Legends. I don't know where you got that idea.
Whatever.
Anyway, I was just listening
dumb name.
To the Snowplow Show podcast, and you did the California water prank, and you say you're going to give the water from people's pools to less fortunate families. So I had this genius idea. What you should do is you should tell people that you're going to take their pool water and you're going to give it to Syrian refugees and illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
I thought that would be really hilarious.
Ship it over there.
Keep up the good work, Cactus.
I'll put that on my list of things that I'll never remember to do.
Shut up, America.
Yes, Brad. Loving the show from London, UK.
Thanks.
I love the pranks. Keep them fresh. Keep them cool like you always do.
Please shut your kid the fuck up.
And I've got my boy here.
Cactus.
Oh, isn't he
and
cute?
What's the name of the show?
Scientists of America.
Yay. Yes. Got him brainwashed.
Cactus.
He'll probably grow to resent the PLA because it's uncool, because it's what his dad listens to. Instead, he'll be listening to KDK every week instead of me.
Hey there, Brad. What you doing?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Shut the fuck up. I don't care. Just want to say I'm a big fan, and please go fuck yourself with a cactus. Bye!
Bye! Thanks for calling.
Okay, Brad, I'm going to skip all the introductions and crap because we're going to settle this right now. Why do snow and plow not rhyme.
Okay? We'll never know.
So I was thinking about this the other night, laying in my bed. I was thinking, you know, why? Why don't they fucking rhyme? Why don't they rhyme? And then I remembered that I've seen the word plow written P-L-O-U-G-H, which does not look like snow. You know, you would never write snow S-N-O-U-G-H. That would just be fucking weird.
A weird Englishman.
You may have seen the word plowing, P-L-O-U-G-H-I-N-G. So already we're starting to see some differences.
This is boring. I don't want to learn things.
And
Come on.
I was looking it up. Yes, in Europe, plow is spelled P-L-O-U-G-H. So it doesn't even look the same.
It's a hobo
plow
would spell
and then snow. Plow, snow. And I would just, you know, I don't want to bore you to death, but you look into the etymology of both of these words. You'll kind of see
first
that they
have to look up that word.
At one point, both kind of snow used to be kind of snow, but now it's snow. So there's some really weird pronunciations from back in the day.
I hope you leave 5 more voicemails about it.
Indo-European, from the root snaig. So. Hopefully this creates more, debate or...
All right, thanks for the call. It was very educational. I'm sure the rest of the voicemail is really interesting, too, but it says it's 3 minutes long, and I don't think I can handle that.
Hey, Brad, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Just calling to let you...
Thanks for leaving a 23-second-long voicemail.
So, that the Cactus Show is pretty decent. I'm a little drunk right now.
Oh, thank you.
It's April 12th. And just to give you a time frame of how long it takes you to get to these voicemails.
Anyways, 6 days ago.
Talk to you later. Cactus.
Everyone loves the Cactus Show. Yeah, those first couple voicemails, those were from about 4 weeks ago. But now, I'm up to 5 days. This is getting pretty exciting.
Hello, RBCP. It's that Willy Bro guy dude from the GTA thingy again.
Oh, great. Here we go again.
I searched show where my voicemail was, and I checked my email, and I got nothing. And you know what I said? I said, if no one emails me, I'm going to stop listening to the show.
Oh, shit.
You know, and I know you don't want that.
No.
I mean, I'm probably, like, the most supportive person at PLA, but, you know, I can't take it anymore. You know, no one emailed me or anything, so... And... Also, shout out to my friend Paper Guy, dude.
Oh, God, come on.
But, you know, keep up the good work, and I'm expecting a new show soon, and, you know, if no one emails me by then, you know, capiche, I'm done. Goodbye.
You guys, this is getting urgent. You need to email Willy Bros at whatever his address was about whatever it was that he was wanting people to email him about.
Oh, dear Brad, it's Corbin Guy, and I always have awesome things to say.
Hey, Corbin Guy.
And, you know, your most current show that you posted today, or yesterday, I'm not sure it's that cool in it.
And he means the current show. We're down to 3 days now.
Where is which? But nonetheless, you sounded like a greedy little bitch on your intro. But I really like your show format. You know, put the voicemails at the end of the show.
Yay, vote for the voicemails.
You know, and start off the show with your older calls and then do your new thing. That's awesome.
That's how it goes.
You're getting there. You're perfecting it.
Just
Corbin Guy feedback.
Thanks, Corbin Guy.
Fappity fap 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 fap.
You too, Corbin Guy. Yay, lots of approval from Corbin Guy.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to call in and say that you've been doing some really good shows lately because, like, Post Office Upgrades and Trick Ass Ho, I've listened to those both at least twice each. And I don't normally re-listen to the shows because it's like, oh, I've already heard this, this is boring.
Boring.
But they stay interesting. So good job and keep it up. Okay, bye, mate.
Thanks. I'm glad you're enjoying them and stuff.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I don't know if you remember a while back, you called up people and you said that Carrot Top, it's actually my idea, I gave it to you, that Carrot Top was wanting their phone number.
Oh, yeah.
And that you were calling from the phone company and their phone numbers were going to be handed over.
Yup.
Why don't you try and do that again? but instead, maybe you don't use Carrot Top. Maybe you say, like, the Chinese government wants their phone number.
Okay.
Or, and if they don't comply, then you're going to have to send them to Beijing to, for trial, like, to go on trial or something, because they're going against the government official. It, I mean, make it wacky, but just make it funny. But
I'm
love
gonna chop their hand off, right?
Whole premise. I just heard Carlito do one of those calls, and, yeah, I think you should do it again. Definitely try that. Okay, bye.
I'll do it, Gloria, just for you, maybe, if I remember.
Hello, Mr. Carter. This is Markov calling from the NASA headquarters.
Hey, Markov.
We've recently detected an unknown transmission coming from the Sirius star system in space, which is being directed at the coordinates where your house is located. We are dispatching a research team on the way to your house, and we will need to take it over immediately.
It's my illegal satellite.
We will need you to vacate the premises tonight. Please cooperate, and of course, please shut the fuck up about this. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. All right, I guess that's enough of the voicemails. There's a couple left, but I'm just going to save them for the next show because they're kind of long. I don't feel like listening to them. I just want to end the show. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm ending the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Thanks all of the live people who were able to join in and give me ideas live on the air. And of course, thank you, Milkbrain, for sponsoring the show today.
Trying to reach.